And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 4th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of Alan Sillitoe, born in Nottingham, England, 1928, wrote about his hometown in his novel Saturday Night and Sunday Morning. It was on this day in 1952, Ernest Hemingway wrote a letter to his publisher saying he had just finished his new book, The Old Man and the Sea. And it's the birthday of Khaled Hosseini, born in Kabul in 1965, author of the runaway bestseller The Kite Runner, sold more than 12 million copies around the world, came out in 2003. He was the son of a diplomat, an affluent family that immigrated to this country around the time of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. They landed in San Jose when Khaled was 12. They had nearly nothing. They had to go on welfare. His father, the diplomat, found work as a driving instructor in San Jose, and Khaled Hosseini set out to make a career that would earn some income. He went off to medical school, made it through his residency. He was an internist, and then he began to think about writing, which he had always meant to do. He got up at 5 every morning so he could write for 2 hours before he went to the hospital. He wrote about his memories of Afghanistan, an autobiographical story about a friendship between an 8-year-old boy, the son of a diplomat, and one of the family servants, an illiterate man from an ethnic minority group. The boy teaches the servant to read and write, and the servant teaches the child to fly kites. The book came out, and it was so phenomenally successful that Khaled Hosseini had a hard time writing his second one. But it came out in mid-2007, 1,000 Splendid Sons, a story narrated by two Afghani women, Miriam and Layla. A very different book with a lot of main characters and multi-generational, told from alternating points of view. It was the best-selling book in Britain in 2008. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins entitled Waking. Waking, I look at you sleeping beside me. It is early, and the baby in her crib has begun her conversation with the gods that direct her, cooing and making small hoots. Watching you, I see how your face bears the signs of our time together. For each objective description, there is the romantic. For each scientific fact, there's the subjective truth. This line was caused by days at a microscope. This, from when you thought I no longer loved you. Last night a friend called to say that he intends to move out. So simple. He and his wife splitting like a cell into two separate creatures. What would happen if we divided ourselves? As two colors blend on a white pad, so we have become a third color. Or better, as a wire bites into the tree it surrounds, so we have grown together. Can you believe how frightening I find this, to know I have no life except with you? It's almost enough to make me destroy it, just to protest it. Always we seemed perched on the brink of chaos, but today there's just sunlight and the baby's chatter, her wonder at the way light dances on the wall. How lucky to be ignorant, to greet joy without a trace of suspicion, to take that first step without worrying what comes trailing after, as night trails after day, as winter, summer, or confusion, where all seemed clear, and each moment was its own reward. Stephen Dobbins's poem Waking from his collection Velocities, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.